Have you ever noticed that voice in your head? The one constantly narrating, judging, and analyzing your life? According to Eckhart Tolle, this incessant mental chatter isn't who you truly are. The revolutionary insight at the heart of oneness with all life is that you are not your thoughts, but the awareness behind them. This distinction changes everything. When something challenging happens, your mind might spin a catastrophic story, "I am ruined." But what if you simply observe the fact, "I have 50 cents in my bank account?" The first creates suffering, the second empowers action. Most of us live imprisoned in what Tolle calls object consciousness, a state of perpetual labeling where everything we perceive is immediately named, interpreted, and judged by our ego. This compulsive naming creates the illusion of separation between ourselves and life itself. Yet beneath this mental fragmentation lies an indivisible whole where everything interconnects. The atoms in your body were once forged inside stars, and the causes of even the smallest event are virtually infinite. The universe isn't chaotic. The word cosmos itself means order. But this order transcends human comprehension. Life only ever happens in this moment. Though we speak of past and future, we only experience them as memories or anticipations arising in the present. The ego's greatest enemy is precisely this present moment, life itself. Most people treat the now dysfunctionally, as a means to an end, an obstacle, or an enemy. They believe happiness depends on what happens rather than recognizing this unstable foundation. Your primordial relationship isn't with others or even yourself, it's with the present moment. If this relationship is dysfunctional, that dysfunction reflects in everything else. At each moment, you decide, do I want the present moment to be my friend or enemy? This choice about your relationship with now is really about your relationship with life. One decision to befriend the present moment transforms your entire reality. When you bring an inner yes to whatever form the now takes, that form becomes a doorway into the formless dimension of being. The separation between world and God dissolves. The ultimate truth of who you are isn't "I am this" or "I am that," but simply, "I am." Equating your identity with your physical body inevitably leads to suffering. This doesn't mean neglecting your body. You can still appreciate its qualities without tying your worth to them. Ego emerges when your formless consciousness, beingness, becomes entangled with form. Being human means balancing your human dimension, the roles you play as parent, partner, professional, with being, found in the still, alert presence of consciousness itself. While these roles deserve honor, they alone cannot create a fulfilled life. How can I be myself is the wrong question, as it suggests you need to do something to be yourself. You already are yourself, just stop adding unnecessary baggage. When you become comfortable not knowing who you are, what remains is your true self. A field of pure potentiality rather than something already defined. When you don't play roles, there's no self-ego in what you do, no secondary agenda of protecting or strengthening your identity. Your actions gain far greater power as you become totally focused on the situation, becoming one with it. You're most powerful and effective when completely yourself. In all interactions, be present primarily as a field of conscious presence rather than as a function or role. Through non-resistance to form, what's beyond form in you emerges as all-encompassing presence, a silent power far greater than your short-lived form identity. Imagine walking into a meeting not as manager or employee, but as awareness itself, bringing spaciousness to every interaction. When someone criticizes you, instead of defending your identity, you might notice the tightening in your chest, the arising thoughts of defense, and in that noticing, find freedom from automatic reaction. By completely accepting the now's form, you internally align with space, the now's essence. Through acceptance, you become spacious inside. This alignment brings true perspective and balance to your life. Only through awakening can you understand what awakening truly means. When you awaken, you recognize yourself as the awareness behind thinking, not the thoughts themselves. Thinking becomes awareness's servant rather than an autonomous force possessing you. Your inner purpose is simply to awaken, a purpose shared with every human being and aligned with the universe's emerging intelligence. While your outer purpose may change, finding and living aligned with your inner purpose creates the foundation for fulfilling external goals. A crucial aspect of awakening is recognizing the unconscious ego in your thoughts, speech, and actions. This recognition itself is consciousness arising. You cannot defeat the ego by fighting it, just as you cannot fight darkness. The light of consciousness is all that's needed, and you are that light. Many only realize on their deathbed, when external attachments fall away, that nothing external ever defined their true identity. In life's final moments, they understand their true being was always present, but obscured by identification with things. When you can enjoy simple pleasures, rain sounds, cloud movements, solitude without loneliness, showing kindness to strangers, it indicates a space is opened in your incessant thinking. This brings a subtle sense of well-being and a live peace that varies in intensity from quiet contentment to what ancient Indian sages called ananda, the bliss of being. To find inner space, become conscious of being conscious. Say or think, "I am," without adding anything. Be aware of the stillness that follows. Sense your presence, the naked, unveiled beingness untouched by any attributes like young or old, rich or poor, good or bad. The three modalities of awakened doing are acceptance, enjoyment, and enthusiasm, each representing different vibrational frequencies of consciousness that should be present in everything you do. Through these, you align your outer purpose, what you do, with your inner purpose, awakening. And consciousness flows through you into your thoughts and actions, inspiring and empowering them. The joy of being, the only genuine happiness, cannot come from any external form, possession, achievement, person, or event. This joy already emanates from the formless dimension within you, from consciousness itself. It is one with your essential nature. In a world increasingly dominated by distraction and anxiety, Toll's invitation to discover the power of presence offers a radical yet practical path to peace. This isn't about adopting new beliefs or complicated practices. It's about recognizing what's already here, beneath the noise of thinking. Next time you feel overwhelmed, pause and ask, "Who is aware of this feeling?" In that simple question, you might glimpse something extraordinary, the spacious awareness that has been here all along, witnessing your entire life without judgment. This awareness isn't something to achieve. It's what you already are when you stop identifying with the stream of thinking. And in this recognition lies the greatest revolution possible, not out there in the world, but in the very ground of your being.